Devata Nityananda Kripa Avatara.
Devata Nityananda Kripa Avatara.
Uttama Dhamma Kichu Nakare Vichara.
Uttama Dhamma Kichu Nakare Vichara. Deyate padayatare karaye nishtara. Ateva nishtara dhamone naturachara.
Evo digrina more kepo kripa kore.
Devana digrina more kepa kripa kore.
All glories, Nityananda Ram, by whose mercy I have obtained refuge from the dark and dark place like this. The verses which we just read are a call for mercy. The mercy of Lord Nityananda is described to be extremely wonderful. Why? The reason which is given is that Lord Nityananda does not make any distinction between the qualified and unqualified. And why does this discriminating power is not there in the Lord, you might say? The reason is very, very simple. He cannot. He is not in the position, because he is maddened with love of Krishna. He is like a drunken man. When I was not in Krishna consciousness, I remember there was a man who was quite rich in our neighborhood, and we children knew when this man was drunken, you could just go to him and you could ask him practically for anything. Once I got his wristwatch. It was a very expensive Rolex wristwatch. And I said, "I am your friend. Please give me your wristwatch." And he said, "Oh." But I was actually not his friend, I was his thief. He couldn't distinguish between friend and thief due to his state. So, Lord Nityananda, of course, cannot be compared to a person who suffers from a deficiency like this, poor attached men of our neighborhood who often would just degenerate himself totally by drinking alcohol. But the example has been chosen to point out to this. Someone is in a state of consciousness where he doesn't distinguish. You can get anything and everything. So Chaitanya Lord Nityananda is in such a state of consciousness, not due to some wealthy activity like drinking. He is in such a merciful state of consciousness because he is full of love. If you so want, drunken or filled up with transcendental love for his Lord, Uranga. So you can see from this that Lord Nityananda is very important for giving mercy. I want to ask you today, this morning, what do you know about Lord Nityananda? Who is Nitai? What is he? He is Balaram.
Yeah.
No, don't become shocked. This is my style. I'm just trying to. Your answer was right. Don't doubt. Anyone who doubts that Lord Nityananda and Balaram, his name we will not even speak. Why is he Balaram? He's the brother of Lord Chaitanya. He is like Lord Balaram who wants to appear as a devotee. I am just repeating. I do not know who is Nitai. You will hear from you. Something else?
He is most merciful and he encourages everyone to chant Garanga.
He is most merciful and encourages everyone to chant Garanga. Okay. That's what he does. But who is he? It's very important to describe a personality by his activities, but we want now to hear who is Lord Nityananda. He is the original expansion of Krishna. He is the eternal spiritual master. Devotional expansion. He is guru of all gurus. He is the treasurer of mercy. He is the son of Aray Oja. He is Sankarshan.
God.
He is the supreme servitor of Godhead. The description of his location is therefore equality. What is an avaduta? A personality who does not act strictly according to the rules and the regulations of Shastra. Because of the better love, See, describe Nityananda, Nityamit's eternal bliss. We hear about him, we start to bubble with some bubbles of anything else? He's Rama. Now this was a mistake. Mistakes can also be in a collection. He is Lakshman. He is Ananta Shesha. Whatever is used, now comes the esoteric. Yes, that is also true. Whatever is used in the service of Chaitanya, that is an expansion of Nitai. That's stretching it very far now. I feel we are safe if we say, write it down. He's the slippers, he's the umbrella, he's the couch, he's the pillows, he's the garment, he's the sacred thread, and he's the throne of Lord Chaitanya.
this is given in the Shastras. But we can, our name is Karata, we can extend it a little bit. The executive category, which says that anything we use in the service of the Lord is that his helper. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have done pretty well. You all have made a nice collection of Lord Balaram. Krishna Daskar Viraj has added a few more things. He's the Karana Dakashayi Vishnu, the origin of the material universes. He's the Garbha Dakashayi Vishnu and the Kshira Dakashayi Vishnu. Now, anyone who is, I would say many people know about the most merciful incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In our lectures, we also have a movement to often stress Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mm. Today we will stress Lord Nityananda, but I want to say before we start, Duibai Katanu Samana Prakash Nityananda Namana Tumara Havi Sarvanash Ekete Vishvasa Anyanakara Saman Ada Kuputi Nyaya O Kuputi Nyaya Tumara Brahman. These two brothers, Gaura and Nitai, are like one body. They are identical manifestations. If you do not believe in Lord Nityananda, you will fall down. If you have faith in one, Chaitanya, but disrespect the other, your logic is like the logic of accepting half a head. Doesn't work in other words. If you just accept one part of the hand and cut the other, you will not obtain any fruit or any result from that. And it will die. So the spiritual life will die if we are not sufficiently knowledgeable about Lord Nityananda and do not know enough about him. I want to explain that the reason why Lord Nityananda is so much, as we have heard, is because he is the first expansion of Krishna. See, Krishna expands first in Lord Balaram, and they are practically identical. You will find in Vrindavan temples where Krishna and Balaram are both in a blackish hue. They are on the altar, for instance, of Nandagram, and Balaram is also blackish. In our Krishna Balaram temple, you will find Lord Balaram in his the color where he is originally described in the Shastras. Lord Balaram is seen there leaning with his hand on his brother Krishna. He is the older brother. Once Prabhupada was asked, now if we say they are the same, who is stronger? Is there someone who of them is stronger? And he said, Prabhupada, after giving it some thought, he said, Krishna, because Balaram is leaning on Krishna. So, they are identical, but to manifest transcendental variety, let me say, Krishna expands in Lord Balaram. And from Lord Balaram, then there is an expansion of Sankarsan, and from him the Mahasankarsan and the Vaikuntha planets comes, and from Mahasankarsan the Karanataka Shri Vishnu, and then the Karanataka Shri Vishnu and Jivataka Shri Vishnu. This is how the Lord expands himself. Now, just like Balaram is the older brother of Lord Krishna, Lord Nityananda is also the older brother of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears in the age of Dwaral to deliver, but no other explanation has given before than his love for Krishna, his brother also wants to come along. And he is then Lord Nitai. He is identical with Balaram. He has appeared like this. To play in the Sankirtan Leela a very important role. Just like Lord Balaram is always taking care of the needs of Krishna, Lord Nityananda is also always taking care of the needs of the Lord. But sometimes he also acts as a friend of Lord Chaitanya, and another time as a guru. Now, coming to the guru thing, we want to now bring to the attention of our devotees that Nityananda is called the Guru Tattva. Tattva means truth, and Guru means our spiritual master. The spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, is coming in the same category as Lord Nityananda and Lord Balaram. It is said that especially for spiritual life, we need a lot of spiritual strengths. And this strength is given by our spiritual master. Our spiritual master gives us spiritual strengths by destroying the ignorance of our spiritual identity and by giving up the relationship to Krishna. This is exemplified in a wonderful leela which I want to tell you today in order to wake even the last sleeping soul. Where's Yamanaka? Hare Krishna. So, listen to this leela, and if you do, something will happen in your heart. Once, the cowherd boys asked Krishna, "My dear Krishna, do you smell in the air a very fragrant smell?" "Oh," said Stoka Krishna, small Krishna, friend of Krishna, "we want to eat the fruits of the Talaman forest, which are so delicious, but which are unfortunately guarded by a big ass demon. His name is Devukasura." Krishna smiled, Balaram smiled, and they said to their friends, "Let's go." So when they entered this beautiful forest, these wonderful tal fruits, Lord Balaram just began to shake the demon, the tree, and it made a huge noise. And the fruits came falling down. At this time, the demon who was living nearby came with all his friends, and he began to attack Lord Balaram. He kicked him with his hind legs on the chest.
But Balaram just gave him a slap. And this, the demon grew from size of 10 miles. It's higher than the Mount Everest. Very high. But Balaram just smiled and took him at his hind leg. Just began whirling him around. And then, it's just like water, leaves, and wet clothes just wet around. Whirled around. The life force left this simple Devakasura. And then the Lord just threw him in this huge tar tree, which cracked down and tore a few other trees down also. So then, Balaram and Krishna killed all the rest of the friends. Now, this means something. Devakasura represents the ignorance of the truth, the ignorance of our spiritual identity, the ignorance of our relationship with the Lord. Do you sometimes have this ignorance also in you? Then you have Devakasura in you, the S. Now the S is a very interesting animal for two reasons. He carries what doesn't belong to him and sweats and sweats and sweats. This is the unfortunate situation of a materialist who has forgotten his spiritual identity. He just carries a burden on his back. Nothing to do with him. Sometimes we may feel in Krishna consciousness that we also carry a burden, the burden of our ignorance along with us. We don't get rid of this burden because we are conditioned. We find ourselves in a situation or in habits which are not conducive to Krishna consciousness, which are just heavy stones which we carry along. So that's the first reason why the S is Margaret, yes, Margaret or the Osna. Why the S is interesting. The second reason I heard from Danuda Swami is another very interesting reason. In the summertime, the S has to go for very long, long distances to find finally enough to eat. Now, therefore, he gets very petty in the summertime because he thinks, oh, I have worked so hard, I have walked so far, I must be fulfilled now. He is not. But by his S psychology, he thinks like in the rainy season, when it is full of green grass, he becomes very thin. Because he thinks, I have not labored hard enough. I have just walked a little bit. And therefore, by this psychology, he becomes very thin. Now all of you look at me with question marks on their foreheads. How is this possible? It is possible by a very foolish philosophy of psychology, which you might recognize, having had it before you came to Krishna consciousness, and thinks if I've worked very, very much, if I have just done so much, oh, then I'm successful. This is how the materialists, you know, they meet each other. What have you done? How much money do you have? And so on. They feel very happy, but in actuality they have just wasted their time. This is of course extremely subtle, and you have to think about this later. It is I find it a very interesting point. So let us go back to the normal, to the easier point. A materialist
who is bereft of spiritual knowledge. He works and works and works, and it does and does and does so many things, but it has no use at all. He just imagines to be happy. These are foreign burdens which he carries. In the same way, someone who has not been, let me say it like this, someone who has not come to the stage of spiritual knowledge, he just carries heavy burdens and wastes his time. So the spiritual master, he is taking away the ass-like mentality of being a kasura by giving us spiritual knowledge and by explaining to us our eternal relationship to the Lord as his humble servant. Lord Nityananda has two aspects. One is his mercy and the other is his chastisement. You can choose which one you are going to take in your life. A mercy, or let me say, a chastisement, the person who took the chastisement side was Ramachandra Khan. Once when Lord Nityananda came to his house, Lord Nityananda to sit with all his devotees in the house of Ramachandra Khan. But Ramachandra Khan was such a materialist that he could not recognize the glories of Lord Nityananda and sent his servant and said, I think there is much more space for you in another house, in a cowshed. I think there you will find much more ability to sit and feel well. He, in other words, sent Lord Nityananda somewhere else. This Lord Nityananda was very, very angry, and he said, for this offense, you will surely have a cow slaughtered at this place, and the whole village will be plundered. A little later, when Lord Nityananda had gone with his retinue, the Muslims came and actually did all this, what Lord Nityananda had said. An example of the mercy is Raghunath Das Goswami, who met Lord Nityananda and who got from him the blessing to join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Goswami, that's certainly a very long story which we have already explained many times in Nityananda's appearance day, was approaching Lord Nityananda in a very humble mood. He was serving the devotees of Lord Nityananda a wonderful feast, and he also served this wonderful feast for the Lord Nitai. So this is how he got the wonderful mercy of Lord Nityananda. He was approaching him as a servant of the Guru and the Vaishnavas. When we want to obtain Lord Nityananda's mercy, we also, there is a secret. We have to serve Lord Gauranga. Lord Nityananda says that whoever pronounces the name Gauranga, he will surely obtain my mercy. And the way you get your mercy, get it, or the way you can see if you got mercy is by testing if you do have spiritual strengths in your life, if you feel connected, if you fulfilled by your relationship with Krishna, then you have the mercy of Nitai. If you feel that you need the mercy of Nitai, you should pray today very intensely to Lord Nityananda for his transcendental mercy. children all the required advancements in your spiritual life. Let us face the facts, problems, and strategies, and your friends, and your devatas also come. We are all mercy cases. And we don't get the milas. There is no hope for us. We are not qualified. Our minds are extremely irritable and still full with so many attachments. We have no idea who we are. That's one of our scandals in which we live. We are not this body. We are a specific servant. It feels sometimes very embarrassing in this body. We are mercy cases. And this mercy which we need cannot be given by just anyone. It has to be given by someone who doesn't discriminate, who just looks over our faults. See, you can only get something wonderful if you are also wonderful. Isn't it? But only if there's someone who just doesn't see these things, we have a chance. This is not the time. I've met many devotees and I've asked them, what do you do if nothing goes? And many devotees have told me, I pray to Lord Nityananda. It always works. Many. Going around and asking all my God brothers, what do you do? Taking them almost a microphone in their face. And collecting information. Go to Lord Nityananda. Can be solved. And he's powerful enough to give you mercy. See, to give mercy, you need to have some power. Let us say a criminal comes to a judge and says, my dear judge, please release me. Let me free. I mean, only a very powerful judge can say it. Yes, you are free. Totally above the laws. There is no judge like this Karlsruhe Gerichtshof or Bundesgerichtshof or somewhere in the Croatian judge department or in the Czech judge department. Lord Nityananda is above the rules of the material world. He can just say, all right. You have sincerely taken shelter at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have sincerely prayed for my mercy. May it be. Take shelter at Lord Nityananda. I want to end with kirtan. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu. Maddened by ecstatic love of Godhead, he overwhelmed the universe with ecstasy. He slapped his hands together like a warrior who is about to attack. When a warrior attacks. And upon seeing this, the wicked Kali fled in terror, fearing for his life. All souls were drowned in happiness because of the dancing of Sri Gauranga and Nityananda. Seeing such dancing or even hearing of it melt the hearts even of great atheists. So, Hare Krishna, I want to end here. hoping that there are questions. I don't want to just have such a long lecture this morning. Do you have any questions? Things which you always wanted to know about Lord Nityananda but never dared to ask. No, actually Lord Nityananda appeared first as the son of Madai Oja in and Padmavati in the village of Ekachakragraha. He played all this with his cowherd, with his friends, beautiful pastimes of friends with the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram and Lakshman. Ram and Lakshman, and he always took the roles of Balaram, and he played so well that just no one could believe it. Like one time, he just they played the storm on Lanka, and then Indrajit shot Lakshman in the play, and then Nitai just fell over, and he wouldn't get up. And then they called the whole village, and he was not waking up. He was finished. He was dead. No life symptom. So then they said, well, one clever man said, we have to bring the Sanjeevan, this herb. Who is Hanuman in this play? Get the herbs, you know, why do you stop playing? And they got the herbs, and then Nitai woke up. He was so much in the Lakshman ecstasy. He was, he is Lakshman. He had lost himself on the plane of transcendental pastimes. Then in 6 years, around 6 years, a sannyasi came and discussed with Hare Oja the whole night Krishna Katha. In the morning he said, can I ask you for something? Hare Oja said, everything, said the sannyasi, everything, even my life I'm giving to you. This Krishna Katha was so nice. Then I watched Nitai. Nitai. It is very nicely described by our Jayapataka Maharaja. I want to imitate it. Hare Oja was standing after 2 days still in the same pose. Nitai and son had long left with the sannyasi. Then Hare Oja just fell down dead and died. He left his body. So Lord Nityananda toured with this sannyasi throughout the whole and then hit himself a tree which you can visit today in Radhakund. He was staying there. He was often walking through Vrindavan, the transcendental love of Godhead, waiting for the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But after some time, Lord Chaitanya appeared, and then just around the time before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Lord Nityananda, he was totally entranced in the love of Godhead. It's described in Bhakti Ratnakar that sometimes devotees would see him, and they would see this mountain, this personality, raw and transcendental ecstasy in the love, and appear to our devotees in dreams all of a sudden, disappear all of a sudden. This Avaduta, they were seeing him. At one stage, Lord Nityananda decided to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that's a whole for others. So he waited in Lord
until the time of then they'll be even joined the fast as well.
Can you describe briefly how Janavadevi fits into this club?
Yes. Can you give a brief description of how Janavadevi fits into this club? After Puri, after Lord Chaitanya had taken sannyas and went to Puri, he dispatched Lord Nityananda to go back to Bengal and deliver the whole of Bengal. And at that time, Lord Nityananda married the two illustrious daughter of Suya Kelibu. Suradas Sarakevi. He married these two daughters, Janavi and Vasudha, who were eternal consorts of Lord Balaram, the spiritual guide. And he was together with Janavi. For a long time, they had translated his son for Virachandra. And Vasudha did not give birth to a son. They adopted another son for a son. And after Lord Nityananda left, Janavi Maan became the leader of all the Vaishnavas. She is mentioned, for instance, when she came to the festival of Ketu Vigram, describes all the Vaishnavas of Bengal accepted her as a natural leader and traveled with her, you know, all these Mahajanas. A deity of Janavi was installed during her lifetime on the altar, which is done only for very extraordinary person. And she disappeared by merging in the transcendental body of Gopinath. The lady which she found when she took a bath in the river Jamuna, and all of a sudden this lady came floating towards her. This is Madhanava. She had a line of deceptive succession, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur took initiation in that line. Not that so many things. Janava is described, she, in the Keturi Graham festival, she one day decided to cook a feast for all the Vaishnavas, thousands of Vaishnavas. Imagine, she was the chief cook. How did Lord Nityananda appear? Oh, all I know is that he came as the son of Hagai Ocha Sakavati, and that at that time the Devatas showered cover of flowers all over the place, all full of flowers. This is all that I know. There may be more information.
tell it to the Lord. He wants to know it. Just don't say anything embarrassing. But reading every day for a minimum of 1 hour the books of Prabhupada, and then there is no right way. And he wants to hear. In the path of perfection, it is stated that Lord Krishna wants to hear a heartfelt expression of a cause. It's described, the best type of prayer is really, please give me strength to serve you. A devotee tries to avoid asking for a new dhoti and a flower in the hair, etc. He concentrates on the essential things we can pray for our. The main thing is when you pray, this is expressed in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you have to pray with concentration. You just say words because you must pray. Then it's not. The most important thing is you must be concentrated. You must mean it. Yeah. It cannot be described. It's too expensive. It's a reunion of Chaitanya and Nityananda. I wanted to always find this in different works, but simply not. The thing is, how it happened is, one day, Lord Chaitanya said, I mean, what is known, this morning I saw a powerful personality, all white, with a blue dress and a blue turban and a plow. He came with a chariot before my house, and he said, is this the house of Nimai? Mother said, yes! Why don't shout so loud? I ask you, is this the house of Nimai? And then the wonderful personality disappeared. So, from this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I know that my brother is here in Navadvipa. He has finally arrived. And then he said, some devotees, Haridas Thakur and others, to find Nitai. But they searched the whole day. In the evening, they came back and they could find him. Then Chaitanya said, then he immediately went with all the devotees to the house of Nandanandan Acharya, who is who gave shelter to Nityananda. Nityananda didn't want to be found by anyone else than Lord Chaitanya, therefore he hid himself. He hid himself in his yoga maya. He was sitting there, a very tall personality, and there was goosebumps of ecstasy on his skin that he was chanting, Krishna, 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 Krishna. And then Lord Nityananda, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered this courtyard and he saw, and then they called each other by the name, embraced each other, and painted and danced, and that's all the information that necessary. It cannot be described by the Bhagavad Gita. It was so extensive. Four details. Yes. Yes, you have heard that the beasts which were killed in Krishna Lila represent different anathas, and those who were killed by Krishna. Krishna will just kill them. But those who were killed by Balaram, we have to work ourselves on them. Yes, you have heard correctly. What this means is that you have to work very hard on this and at the same time pray. For instance, here, let us be very practical. Balaram killed Devakasura, which represents the ignorance of the truth. You can't just wait until you are full with truth. You have to work and read every day a minimum of 1 hour in Prabhupada's book. Next one. Spiritual identity. You have to work yourself on the spiritual platform by having a spiritual vision, accepting what is Krishna's mercy for you. Relationship with Krishna. You have to study Sambandha Gyan. You have to serve Krishna in great endeavor. And so on and so forth. And if this work is done by you, Balaram will give you so much insights. He will do it either by two ways in realization which you have, or you will get instructions from your spiritual master which help you to easily become successful in working on the ignorance of truth, working on, you know, realizing your spiritual identity and so on and so forth. But you have to have your work there, just like a child. If it wants to walk, it has to stretch the arm, not go like then you'll never work. So this is how the explanation is. Yes, I have heard this in the Mahatmyas, that Ika Chakra ground is the only body down which is not covered over by Kali Yuga. Can you explain this? Well, Eka Chakra Gram is extremely merciful, and if you go today to Eka Chakra Gram, it looks very much like the place it used to be. Who has been to Eka Chakra Gram? Please raise your hand. Oh, even people are out there. Have you noticed it looks still the same? You don't find any blaring cinemas, you know. Yati, come home. You don't find this nonsense. But it's just very much the way it used to be. This covering was explained in Nityananda. He explained to Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami said, people live in Navadvipa but still they are materialistic. How does it come? They are in touch with the dust of Navadvipa. And Lord Nityananda answered, well, the reason is that these people have no sambandha jnana, no knowledge about Krishna and about Lord Chaitanya. And even if someone calls out the name of Chaitanya without knowledge of who he is in relationship to Chaitanya, he remains in the materialistic realm. This is only to be, like, see, all of, who goes to Mayapur this year, if I may just hear? Not so many. Congratulations. That's very nice that you go. If you want to enter Srila Mayapur, there are two things which you have to remember. You need to get the mercy of a devotee, and you need to develop the four qualities which are mentioned in the verse Trinadapi Sunichena. This is how you can enter the real Mayapuram, otherwise you will remain on the cover. You will be a Mayapu, but not be a Mayapu. Interesting, isn't it? To be at some place. So these two things, Lord Nityananda says, help us to pierce through the covering and enter the real Dharma, the mercy of a devotee, and the practice of being more humble than the straw in the street, more tolerant than the tree, ready to offer everyone respect without asking for respect in return. Then you can enter. We want to hear some nice stories about Nityananda the Avaduta. Oh, very trial stories. One is sometimes you just run and transmit the love of God and just jump in the river Ganga and race down swimming and chase the crocodiles in the river. Where is Nityananda? Says well, he's raising the crocodiles, racing with the crocodiles. That's a very nice title for a book, Racing with the Crocodiles. But Nityananda did this. Now, very nice other leela is, sometimes he would ride, he would call his brother to go for preaching. Then they went to a sannyasi who was living there with a woman. And Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt a little not very comfortable, but nevertheless they gave them association so that at the end the sannyasi was so happy he said, do you want to have some ananda? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to what do you mean ananda? Nityananda was laughed and he said, who's? This is alcohol. And then he said, why have you brought me here? Nityananda just laughed. And then Lord Chaitanya just ran into the Ganga to get himself free from the contamination. Nityananda jumped behind them and said, happily conversed, to drifting down the Ganga and went out in Navadvipa. Such are the wonderful activities of Nityananda to give mercy. Chaitanya Bhagavat, there are other things. When he used to do kirtan, devotees became so inspired that sometimes in transcendental ecstasy they would tear out whole trees and they would climb the trees. Dance on top of the branches. Nityananda was empowering the tree to also, you know, to not break. And when someone met Lord Nityananda, he was so attractive. And sometimes children, minors, you know, they wanted to go with Lord Nityananda. Described that they got so much strength just by the mere contact of Lord Nityananda that 100 men were not enough to hold them. Imagine if all of a sudden Kishori's little daughter would say, I'm going, Daddy. I'm going to join the traveling bus program. And then the show would say, you are too young and that's too cold for you. And, you know, and she would just drag him behind. And then the show would call Ishwara Chandra, one strong people, and, you know, about 100 people convert the little girls. This would be extraordinary. So, there are many, many stories about Lord Nityananda. But we have to be very careful when we hear them. See, sometimes there are devotees who say, I just want to hear the leelas. I don't want to hear the philosophy. I know you're not in that category. If one just hears the leela, one might misunderstand Lord Nityananda to be just a very, very far-out personality. That's all. Therefore, when Krishna's Kaviraj gives the description who is Nitya, he first starts by explaining how he is Mahasankarshan and Karanadakashayi Vishnudi, the source of all the planets. Otherwise, we think, oh, he is just so extraordinary. I can tell you many extraordinary things about Lord Nityananda. I know all the things which I will not tell here, because you're too young. And that's so nice about him, because just consider this one point. He has so much mercy, he has so much love, he's so extraordinary and so funny also. He does not discriminate. That's very good for us. We need this qualification, this quality of love. Correct that Lord Nityananda is an intonation of Vishwarupa. Something like that, but not exactly. It is described when Vishwarupa, the older brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, left the world somewhere in South India. He merged with Lord Nityananda. He's inside. Is Lord Nityananda the super soul? I want to answer this. Is there anything which is not Lord Nityananda? Yes, you can say, super soul. You want to get technical extension of Chirudakashayi Vishnu? Super soul. Yes. Chirudakashayi Vishnu comes from Dabhadakashayi Vishnu, comes from Karanadakashayi Vishnu, who is Lord Nityananda. Yes, it is described that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is about preaching of Nityananda, took care of the very aristocratic type of personalities. Amongst Lord Chaitanya's devotees, there you will find Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was the most learned scholar. You will find also Maharaj Prataparudra, the king, and many extremely qualified things. But the objects of Lord Nityananda's mercy are very fallen. The Jagai Mother, if Lord Nityananda would not have requested Chaitanya to show these two brothers mercy, they would have been killed. So, Lord Nityananda is more merciful. I remember, and one Nityananda's appearance day, it was in Munich, we had the desire to also preach, and we went out on the Harina. Bhakti Bhushan Maharaj was there, who I believe is in Wiesbaden at this moment. After Harina, he went to a commune which was living spiritually oriented. They actually very famous by now. So then the leader of the commune was, I still remember, was saying, I'm God, you are also God. And the Bhakti Bhusha Maharaj, he said to him, do amas first. I never forget. Du bist ein ganz armes Würstchen. That's like really, you can't say this in such a sympathetic way of saying to someone, you're not. It's something like, you poor soul, you know. And I remember, he was very merciful. I explained that. Abandagya. Dobro! Sorry, I'm always getting affected when there are our Yugoslavian devotees. I always try to speak Yugoslavian like a gold at all. That's a nice language. So. Dobro, so well. Let us end here. I know there are many, many, many more things. Oh, there's one pastime, but so good. You will not be able to. It's not a trick, you have to finish yet. Even here is another time. I think maybe tomorrow. We need to hear it, otherwise, our need another. Let us end here. Lord Nityananda ki jai, Nityananda Rama ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Gaura Nithai ki jai, Gaura Premana ki jai, Shrimai Krishna Sachina Maharaj ki jai.
Verse, we just read it to you. Anyetvevam ajananta shrutvanyepya upasate tepi chaiti tarantyeva mrityum shruti parayana. And there are others who, although not versed in spiritual knowledge, begin to worship the Supreme Person after they have heard about him from others, because they have the tendency to hear from authorities. They also overcome the path of repeated birth and death. If you want to read this verse in your own private reading time, it's in the 13th chapter, text 26. Prabhupada, there, in the purport, he says, here, the process of hearing is very important. Sri Chaitanya, who preached Krishna consciousness in the modern world, placed specific emphasis on the hearing, because even an ordinary person can make advancement just by hearing from authoritative sources. So people who get in contact with these books, they get in contact with the spiritual information coming directly from the transcendental world. And this is so strong that it can change the person's conditioning. This is very, very important. Therefore, Krishna consciousness works as on the force of information giving. That is done by transcendental book distribution. He couldn't spread Krishna consciousness or establish it if he just would call people together and, just offer them, let us say, an alternative lifestyle by a nice, a good economic basis, let us say, self-sufficiency and so on and so forth. Only by hearing the transcendental sound vibration, or reading the transcendental sound vibration, coming in contact with the transcendental sound vibration, people can be changed and conditioned souls can be liberated souls. So by this example of these becoming devotees, they are practically already devotees. You can be convinced of this. I would very much wish to just invite them here and ask them to show their tattoos to you. You would be shocked. And then inviting them to speak about their realizations of Krishna consciousness, what they want to obtain. And you would be totally amazed by seeing this practical demonstration of the potency of transcendental information. So therefore, we can safely say, without undue exaggerations, that book distribution is the main force to establish Krishna consciousness. Thank you very, very much. Silapam Paragi! Transcendental book distribution ki! Gaudarani!
Holiness, Mr. Chairman Maharaj ki. So now, here comes.
I'm very sorry, but I have to leave.
The conclusion. And so, everybody, you hear a lot of inspirational talk was already given. Now we'll hear about how to remain inspired to go on for a lifetime of book distribution. Vice Rey Srini Sutta Prabhu. Hari Jai. Can you tell us exactly what we have to do, what we shouldn't do, how we can actually become happy and ecstatic on something else, and make everybody else beautiful?
Actually, I want to speak about a certain subject matter who is related to all these things for now and also in the future. And it's a subject matter actually every member of Krishna consciousness in his home should hear. Copies of it, the subject, about the Prabhupada centenary. Sorry, I have to speak about these things because I'm the Sankirtan monitor now, and they made also me in charge for the book distribution leaf. You know, there's a petal, 12 petal of the centennial leaf, a lotus. Different petals uniting Prabhupada's family. It's one of it. One is book distribution, another one is. Festivals,
memorials,
and so on. 12 in total. So I'm in charge with this leaf. One petal of the lotus is called book distribution. So I have to make propaganda for it. And it's a good opportunity for me to make the propaganda and tell you something about it. And actually, this subject matter is not only important for the full-time book distributors, for the fanatics, who anyway go out. The subject matter is important for everyone. Also for the part-time book distributors, for the temple devotees, for the members or friends in Krishna consciousness, congregation. Also for our authorities in the temple, the temple president, especially, and we go out to Hayak and to the GBC and to the sannyasis, gurus, everyone who's a member in ISKCON. Met this year in Mayapur, meeting with the centennial committee. We came also to the GBC, to the meeting there, and they asked, you know, to get support from the GBC. And the GBC is supporting this centennial, naturally, because it's for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada. It's only one time, 100 years, appearance by Srila Prabhupada. It's very special, because in India, when they had the 25 year ISKCON, 2 years ago, it was 25 year ISKCON jubileum, and they went to a government officer and they wanted to ask him for help and support in Bengal. So then he was answering, "Sorry, we cannot support religious groups." Cannot support him in any way, in any way. But then they said, you know, it's the proud for 25 years. ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, was founded 25 years ago. It's a jubileum. Silver jubileum, it's called. So then the government officer immediately said, "Oh, it's jubileum." Then naturally we will support you. Silver jubileum, ISKCON, 25 years old, silver jubileum. So yes, we want to support you. So this is actually very powerful, this 100 year centenary. Not just for the Sankirtan devotees, to inspire us, for every member or everyone who is sympathizes with Krishna consciousness. And even the karmis become sympathetic when they hear about 100 years, something. 100 years, 1000 years, 500 years, 750 years, there's always something. Switzerland recently had 700 years existence of Switzerland, so it was also big. Events and in whole Switzerland, there was festivals all over Switzerland to celebrate, you know, this big event, 700 years existing of Eichenholz and Schaffer, Switzerland. So this is very important also for the karmis, to inspire them, that they can see that this movement, you know, has some foundation. Not many people know Prabhupada. First of all, we found out that many people cannot spell the name. A.C. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. And one paper came out, you know, that here Hare Krishna had a Swami, a guru, whose name is the most difficult to spell. Most of the people, when they read underneath the book, you know, they're completely confused. So they actually don't know who is Prabhupada. So therefore we also have to make it them easy. Therefore we have the Prabhupada book now, Prabhupada biography, only called Prabhupada, or Swami Prabhupada. And when the people will know Prabhupada, and the name of Prabhupada, and Swami Prabhupada, then he will become famous like Swami Vivekananda, Swami Rama Krishna, Swami, this and that. So many Swamis nowadays. Some other people know them. But actually not so many people know Prabhupada, although they have books. They know Hare Krishna. That's also nice. All around they also make a Prabhupada famous. Prabhupada becomes a household they all understand Swami Prabhupada. Oh, he's the international the founder of Acharya of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. He wrote all these books here. Sometimes we even forget the importance of Srila Prabhupada. We think, oh, he's gone. Now our guru is here. No. He's replacing Prabhupada. But even all the gurus together can never replace Prabhupada, because Prabhupada is very special. he made something that nobody can do. Definitely called Prabhupada, on whose lotus feet all other Prabhus or Swamis are taking shelter. Therefore, we all take shelter in Srila Prabhupada. And then whatever we know from Srila Prabhupada. Now, somebody knows something apart of Srila Prabhupada's books. Somebody up here has some knowledge outside of Prabhupada's books. But only what they can do is to repeat Prabhupada's words. Prabhupada was saying you can become a guru by repeating the words of guru. Somebody who is not a follower of his guru, he cannot become guru. So a real guru means he has to become himself a disciple of guru. Otherwise one cannot be guru. Without becoming a disciple, one cannot be guru. And they just have to repeat the words of the spiritual master. Like a chaste woman or a disciple should just follow the instruction of the guru, just repeat what he is saying. He is the master. You know, Srila Prabhupada is very pleased by distributing your books. Whatever you want to please me, then you should distribute my books. Whatever I have to say is in my books. Therefore, when you want to know me, please read my books. Therefore, for those who want to spread or want to make Prabhupada famous, they should spread Prabhupada's words. Because Srila Prabhupada's words in his books are not different from Srila Prabhupada. They are identical with Prabhupada. They are not different from Krishna. The pure devotee and Krishna is in the books. So therefore those who are going out with the books, they are always carrying Prabhupada and Krishna on their hands, and giving Prabhupada and Krishna to everybody. Yare deke tari kaya Krishna upadesh Amara gaya guru hana tara edesh. Lord Chaitanya is advising, whoever you meet, wherever you go, just give them Krishna Upadesh. Just give them the teaching of Krishna and the teaching of the pure devotee. It's identical. So this is our mission given by Srila Prabhupada. So when we can please him very nicely, and we can keep him here through his book distribution. So long we distribute books, it's our life, it's our soul. So long as you can keep fit in Krishna consciousness. As soon as we forget Krishna consciousness, we think something else is more important, then we get difficulty. Can have many other programs, festivals, the sadhana distribution, all of so many other things going on. That's okay. But as we heard, you know, yesterday, by prasadam distribution or other paraphernalia distribution, the people, you know, they maybe know, they maybe don't know what it is, about the money is going. And then they misuse it or mismanage it, and they cannot make advancement. We even get reactions for it, and they cannot make advancement. But by the book is something different, because the book is not different from Krishna. And out of it goes anyway to the BBD. So at least, you know, when maybe we in the temple will mismanage the money sometimes. That can be possible, Kali Yuga. But you know, BBD doesn't mismanage, because the money will be engaged again in production and to build the temple in Mayapur. So therefore this is the real activity that they should focus on the expanding of his books. Because when we distribute books, it's good for us, purifying us, purifying others who will take the book, it will purify the place, it will purify the persons, and those who get the book, give the book to somebody else, and he and the person who receives the book also becomes purified. So there's no better preaching than this through the books, Prabhupada is saying. Be assured, there's no better way than just reaching by book distribution. So that we should focus on. Although it's 1996, we're saying, oh, why he's speaking now about it? It's still 1.5 years or more till we are 1996. But we have to prepare now. And when we go to Olympic Games or a World Championship, you know, when we want to go to a Weltmeisterschaft, and we also have to, we should not prepare just a few weeks before. We have to prepare already a few years before that we can go to these Olympics or World Champion thing. Weltmeisterschaft. We have to be prepared. Like the athletes have to prepare themselves, you know, that they're fit. There have to be also all the newcomers who are not now the book distributors, who maybe not even in the movement, and has to investigate something, you know, to also make them bring new people to the understanding how important this Sankirtan mission is. So that we have to plan. Although now we have 20 months still, about 20 months or 19 now, it goes very fast. And we were in Mayapur about 21. Now it's already 2 months later. So the time is running very fast. And all of our devotees, they should be keep themselves physically and spiritually fit. By following nicely the Krishna conscious program, sadhana, we can keep ourselves spiritually fit. And we should also keep ourselves bodily fit, or to read the right diet. Don't eat the wrong food. Take care for the body. Don't overwork like a fanatic. Just eat raisins and like we did in the past, and then collapse after a few years. So no, we should keep ourselves fit, because without the body we cannot go on. Maybe you have desire to go out, but when the body is not working anymore, what can you do? We cannot preach anymore, we cannot move anymore, we cannot go Sankirtan anymore. Although you have the desire. And the body is finished, you know, then it's finished. So we are dependent on the body, so we should keep it fit. So we can go on lifetime Sankirtan mission. Lifetime should become preaching. So there's a plan, you know, how we want to increase book distribution more and more in the next years. Actually, 1996 is not just a year, but it's, we think, oh, we do much, and then after that, you know, we can forget it. Because the 100 years are finished. Finished in January, so now we can make vacation again. No, then we can go on. Like we have seen, when you're in the mood in a marathon, and when everybody is fired up, then it's very easy to continue, right? But till then it becomes fired up, it's very difficult. We have to work very hard, we have to associate with each other. We have to understand the importance of the Sankirtan mission from Guru and Krishna, by hearing from the spiritual master, by hearing from the scriptures, hearing from the sadhus, from the Vaishnavas, who are convinced of this mission. So by this association, sadhu sangha, guru and shastra, we can become inspired, and then the spark will become manifest. And then when the spark is here, we have to fan the spark, you know, that the fire becomes bigger and bigger. Not just now become proud, now I have a little spark, a little fire, now can make a little nonsense. Don't have to take it seriously all the time. Don't have to keep always steadily on Sankirtan. I can also do something else. Because when we go off of Sankirtan in the mood, to go out regularly, you can see it's very difficult to go back. We become entangled, we have to do this, we have to collect now, we have to go on prasadam, we have to do the management. So naturally these things are needed, but from there it's very difficult, you know, to go back into the mood of Sankirtan, the book distribution, the original mood. This fan has to be sparked, a fan, this spark of fire has to be fanned all the time. There has to be always a group of devotees, you know, who are convinced, who are fired.